Hi.
Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in the area. And am I speaking with Kimberly?
Yeah.
Hi, Kimberly. Pleasure to meet you. Happy Taco
Hey.
Tuesday.
Yeah.
Every time it gets me, I'm thinking about tacos on Tuesdays, I swear.
Always,
Anyway,
right?
I blame it on kids' movies, you know, that Lego movie. I don't know if you've seen it,
Oh,
but
yeah.
I blame it on the kids to watch those movies, but I don't know. In reality, it's me wanting to watch it, I guess, but our secret. All right.
Yeah, I
Anyway. So, Kimberly, I had Tosino, he sent over information to catch up to speed here. I see you guys got a business that's almost 2 years already. Talk about time flying, huh? There you go.
Yeah, for
Yeah.
sure.
Now, I want to make sure you understand the calls that will come through to you are going to go through directly to you. They're not going to go through us or some third party or middleman, so you never have to worry about that.
Okay.
Now, I just want to confirm that they're so that you get quality calls. You're looking to target both residential and commercial work within, it shows about like a 50 to 80 mile radius here. That's pretty far. Are you trying to stay more local if you can, or talk to me about that a little bit?
Well, our business is practically still new. So
Okay.
what we're doing is we do locally, and we will branch out as far as we can. We also have calls in New York that we do.
Okay.
So we're willing to travel a little bit, but at that point, it really does, it would matter if, what the appliance is, what the issue is, and if it's
Sure.
worth going so far.
Gotcha.
But we are willing to, we only have a few techs right now, so we don't really have too much to work with, but we're starting to, work our way up there.
Okay, beautiful. Well, congratulations with this whole thing. This must be exciting for you guys, you know, starting the new year strong. I hear you. All right, well, what better yet to, you know, get your business up on Google anyway, you know what I mean? Can't hurt it whatsoever.
It's
Everybody uses
nice.
it. So a couple of things, Kimberly. I typed in your business name right on Google just to make sure, you know, we got a good fit for you as well. You know, I want to look out to make sure if you're already having a good service that, you know, why should you pay for something that you already have? Now, when I type in your business name on Google, what happens is Google, if you haven't been verified through Google, they're not going to just put nothing, like a blank slate. They're going to put something. So if I was a customer, even imagine if I was a referral, all right? And I typed in your business name because someone's like, John, you got to give Kimberly a call. These guys are amazing. All right. I go on Google because that's just where everyone goes. When I type that, the first things that pop up on the top left is Home Advisor on the left here, which is advertising there. And then on the right, though, it shows a profile for Two Brothers LLC. Have you heard of these guys before?
No.
Okay. So this is a prime example of what can happen is where even a referral might get confused and be like, oh, wait, I thought it was Appliance Brothers. Maybe it's Two Brothers. Maybe I thought of it wrong. And all of a sudden they call a different company. That's a missed opportunity. So we don't want that to happen. Yes, yeah, so what we do is we very first thing is we get you verified through Google. I mean, we're a premier Google channel partner. It's the highest tier partnership that Google trusts to handle SEO. We get it done pretty darn fast too. So that's the first thing. So if they type in your business name, we want to make sure you're number one to catch, right? To pop up. Now, we don't stop there. We make sure if, let's say customers have no clue who you are and they type in any of the services that you provide, and as long as they're within your service area, we make sure that you're one of the top recommended options for them to call you directly as well. Okay. So any of your services. So you are not married to those keywords. You can add or take off those keywords at any time. But our team will be available to do that for you in case you need help with that as well. Okay. Now, everything is included in your package. All right. We're month to month. There's no contracts or anything like that. And great thing is, we don't charge you per call, per click, job, lead, nothing like that. You cherry pick as many calls and jobs as you like. Price will never change. All right, so let's do this. I mean, there's a lot that also that includes in this package, but I'm excited to tell you the price because Kimberly, the other John you spoke to, he put in a really nice rate. It's more than 50% off, and that's for the life of you being with us. So beautiful. Yeah, like if you go to our website at localsplash.com, it's called the Platinum Package. Normally this package is $599 a month, with a $299 setup fee. He got you all the way down to $249 month to month. Like, there's no setup fee, there's no cancellation fees or anything. And all that we talked about so far, plus more, is all included in the package. But I talk a lot. So, Kimberly, based off of pricing at $249 month to month, is that something that fits in the right ballpark for you in the budgeting?
It's difficult just because it's not – one, it's not really up to me. I'm like the second hand, so I would have to just speak to the higher up.
Okay.
Two, we are using multiple platforms right now, and it seems like that would be around the same month-to-month basis of what it is. But in our case, we do pay for each customer that we have to – that we talk to. We do pay, like, So there is some similarities, but it's also, like, it varies month by month. So one month could be more than the other. So we have slow months. So there's a constant rate. That's something that we could possibly work with. But I would have to, again, speak to the boss to see if that's something he would want to do. Yeah.
That's all right. Totally understandable. And Kimberly, just a curiosity, I'm assuming that's for the home advisor, because that's one of the first things that popped up there, right? Is that what you're talking about?
Well, we've actually had little luck with home advisor. We do get leads, but home advisor is kind of, it's a little weird, but we mostly work off Thumbtack, and we have a couple landlords that reach out to us specifically for their appliance repairs. But Thumbtack has been pretty great, and it's been giving us the business that we needed. But eventually this year, we're hoping we could branch out a little more so we can actually be, you know, when people Google us, we'll be there and we'll have reviews, and we're working our way there. Yeah.
There you go. All right. Well, a couple of things then. I'm glad to hear that you guys are getting, you know, some traction going, getting, you know, that business name out there. If you're looking for that next level, then this is it. You know, like I said, I didn't even get to go over hardly anything that it includes. But when it comes down to the differences between us and anybody else out there, is one, for Andy's and Home Advisor, they're all the same company, right? They actually buy their leads from Google, believe it or not. They're very open with saying this too. I'm surprised you haven't even heard that the customer even say that too. Here's a crazy, I'm giving you one scenario that happens very often. I'm not sure if you guys had this already, where, because you guys get charged per lead, right? Well, that lead could be hot, cold. It could be 3 months ago. And there may not even be a member. Let's say they typed in on Google, appliance repair near me, 3 months ago. Well, at that time, they bought Angie's or Home Advisor. They'll buy that lead, sell it to you and several other companies in your area that do exactly what you do. Everyone gets charged. And everyone's racing to call this customer down trying to ask for the service, right? Well,
we will call customers and literally they don't answer. I mean, we have it with Thumbtack, but it's happened so much more with Home Advisor. Because Thumbtack is an app at least that, like, it's an outside source. It's not something like, I don't think they work with Google or anything. But Home Advisor is more, they have like a whole thing.
Yep, it's the truth. That's why I'm saying what I'm about to tell you is all truth. It's not like I'm not talking about them. I'm another company. They're very open about saying these things. It's just that we take out that middleman. We cut out that completely. The customers call you. The chase is not you chasing them. The customers are chasing you, and that's a whole other conversation when you're talking to a customer. And then you're not getting charged for this with us. It's to keep our premier Google partnership. We have to abide by this rule very strictly. We have to abide by it all the time. And that's one thing is once you join with our family here at Local Splash, we're not allowed to work with any of your competitors within that service radius. That way we're not rotating you, spreading your leads, or working with your competitors. It just wouldn't be fair to you. So that's how we're a results-driven company. We make sure that you're getting the results you're looking for. Now, that's the difference on Home Advisor and Angie's, right? For anything else out there, those are each single directories. Google, not something you have to worry about because it's built in your phone when you buy it. Everyone says, let's Google it. And so we make sure that the customers can find you right on that first page of Google anytime they are looking, right? Now, we don't stop there. Some people may look on Yelp, Bing, even Yahoo. These are all directories that are included in your package. So again, everything I talked to you about today is all included in your package, not additional costs. Okay, I'm not trying to upsell you on anything. Now, do you guys do or thought about doing any type of social media for the business, like Facebook or anything like that?
We do have an Instagram account, but it hasn't, I guess like it hasn't really attracted any attention. Because, again, it's usually like Google. Google's like the main source for everybody to find information. So since we haven't been really on Google, and we do pass out business cards, and we do our best to kind of like how they would do it back in the day to kind of just get people to recognize us before Google started. But it is a little harder when you're trying to not do it so modern time.
You nail it on the head. I mean, back in the day, it worked very well with doing billboards, you know, getting a spot on the radio, handing out flyers in shopping malls. And the reason why I feel like it worked back then is because we knew exactly where the customers were going to be and what type of customers we wanted to attract, right? Well,
yeah.
Now it's that new age where everyone's on their phone. We're just looking up where they're looking, you know? So that's why Google works so well. But here's the kicker. If you don't have a Facebook business page, it works so well that we develop one for you because we know how well it does really work. Now, it's like, that's why I explain this, is everything's like a puzzle, right? Puzzle pieces, and they all make one big picture. Google has the biggest piece of them all. But then, let's say if they don't contact you, if they look up some of your keywords, you know, appliance installation or appliance repair, they find your company and they don't call you. If they go on their Facebook afterwards, we use target marketing ads to pop up on their feed at that time and say, hey, listen, you were looking for these services? Then Kimberly's the person to call. Click here. They click on that, calls you directly. So you probably had experience like that where you're like, is someone spying on me? I just was talking about this recently. So,
yeah, all the time.
Yep. Now you know how it works. So it's not about – we don't, like, listen in on calls or anything like that. Don't get me wrong. It's just more of the customers have to be in your area for one, and they actually have to be looking for your services, whether it's keywords on Google or these other directories. That's when those ads pop up on them. So giving that little extra shove kind of says, hey, we're here for you if you need it. Boom. And they can make that decision at that time. Okay. So
yeah.
It sounds like this is something you guys are really, you know, to be honest, it just sounds like this is what you guys really need.
It is. I've been meaning, I talked to the boss about it, but it's when you're starting a business and it's their business, they want to do it a certain way and, you know, they have a vision and they have to consider financials and all that. So I understand, but it is something that I'm pushing forward to.
Okay. Well, how about this? Kimberly, we are open till 7 p.m. tonight. I mean, it's Monday through Friday. We're closed on weekends. Maybe we can set up a time later if you'd like, so that way you can even put me on speakerphone, call three way, however you like, because I'm sure they're going to have questions, concerns, and we're an open book. I mean, we've been around for over 19 years for a reason. You know, we're good at what we do.
Okay.
So,
if
you want, we can, you know, set a meeting and see if we can, you know, answer some questions and maybe even move forward if that was the case.
Yeah, we can do that. It wouldn't be today. It could probably be tomorrow, maybe.
Okay. What time would work best, though? Because I'm not going to blow up your guys' phone. You know, we're not like that, so.
No, I understand. I'm just thinking about his schedule. What time do you guys open?
10 a.m. So I'm on the East Coast with you. So.
10 a.m. Okay. His schedule is pretty tight because he's always doing something. But
life of
the
business owner.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, I think the earliest we could do would probably be Thursday morning. At 10 a.m.
Okay, sounds good. Let me put this in here right now. All right, and I'm going to make sure. Oh, no, we're good. Okay, cool. I was like, wait a minute, I had a meeting. Okay, we're good. I was like, All right, so 10 a.m. Thursday, and then is there just one owner or is there multiple partners involved?
One owner.
Okay. Sounds good. So what I'll do is I'll give you a call. Should I call this number? And then you can put me on speakerphone, or how do you want to go about that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we could do that.
Okay, sounds good. So I have it in my calendar here, 10 a.m. We'll rock and roll. Please let me know if you have any questions or anything like that. Write them down. That's what we're here for. Okay. My job is to make sure that you guys have a right package that's not going to bleed out money or it's saving you money, because that's just as important as making money, right? But also that you guys get a return on your investment and more, because being month to month, you guys can leave at any time, right? And that wouldn't do good any good for anybody. So we want to make sure to earn your business for a long time. That's the name of the game on this. So, all right. Well, I think I have everything here. Did you have any further questions for me while you have me on the phone?
Yeah. What was your name again? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's okay. John, J-O-N.
And the website was called Local Splash, right?
You got it. Localsplash.com. And actually, Kimberly, it would probably even be better if you guys have something on paper, too, so that we can kind of go over a few things with him as well. Is there a good email I could send that to?
Yeah, you could do appliancebros@AOL.com.
At AOL.com? I haven't heard that one in a minute. All right.
Everyone took it on Google and all the other good ones, so we're like, all right, let's just do appliancebros.
I'm just picking on you. All right. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to send it over.
Send it back out there. AOL's good.
I don't know if you remember these days where it's like I would get upset with my family calling me when I'm trying to – I get hooked up to the internet finally. It took forever. It was like that annoying sound.
Yeah.
And then if they called the landline, it would kick me off, and I had to do the whole thing all over again. And I'm like, no.
Oh, no.
It brings back memories on that one. All right.
Yeah.
So I sent that email over to you. It's coming from jseo@localsplash.com. I put everything pretty much in a nutshell. You'll have a tracking system to keep track of your calls, even the keywords being used on Google. And like I said, you could change those keywords at any time, but we'll have a team that's going to go ahead and keep track and do things and update new promotions, keywords, things like that for you guys. That way you're not having an additional headache. We want to help your business grow, not add more things to you. Okay. So.
Yeah.
But let me know once you got that, Kimberly. I think I just sent now, so.
Let me see.
All right.
Yes, got it.
Perfect. All right. So, yeah, it has everything in it and the links in there. Kind of brings it over to our website. I wanted to make sure you have our pricing details in there on paper, because you can call my bluff. Like, when you go to our website, the platinum package is normally $599 a month with the $299 setup fee. Yeah, I'm dead serious. So it's a steal in my eyes. So that's why I'm looking. I'm like, oh, wow, you really put in a nice year promotion for you. So I can't take credit for it. I'm the person that just approves of it. But yeah, so we'll talk on Thursday, and can I take it from there? All right.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, thank you so much.
You're most welcome. It's a pleasure talking with you. We'll talk to you later.
Yeah, thank you. All right.
Bye-bye.